AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
Here.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
IDL on Sports Grid starts right now. It's In This League. I am the Welsh. That is the Bogman. And welcome in. If you're listening on Sports Grid, the Mightier 1090, wherever you are, thank you for tuning in. It's a three-hour edition. It's Bogman, Welsh, Bubba coming up in hour three. There wasn't a lot I felt like we could go into this weekend with, but the sports gods always give it as baseball has officially gotten here. We've got NFL trades. Combine stuff, draft stuff, Bogman, number one pick, shoulder surgery, but he's totally going to be fine. There's so much ridiculousness out there. But how about the $300 million man, Fernando Tatis Jr., getting the third largest contract in baseball history? The Padres, Boggs, they're, what's that meme with the different versions of mind exploding?
No,
you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah.
They're like transcendent brain here because they're thinking about the future. I actually saw an agent tweet this and he goes, oh, the Padres are the only ones that are really thinking pre-CBA because you got a new collective bargaining agreement that's going to come in. The freaking Padres, they didn't come in and just be like, oh, we'll just give them like, you know, we'll buy out some upcoming arbitration years, this sort of thing. 14 years. We will be in our 50s when that contract
right,
is 52. Done.
52. Yeah,
oh
that
God.
Was. I was. Someone said, just add 14 years to your age, and that's how old you'll be when Fernando Tatis Jr. is not on the Padres anymore.
It's unbelievable.
So, or I kind of hate this contract.
I kind of hated that bit a little bit as I saw everybody doing that. But then it is funny when you see like. You know, people, your peers you respect in the industry, like I saw like Al Melchior, he's like, I'm going to be 70. And I was like, Jesus, Al, how old are you? You're 56? Jesus, what is happening? It was an unbelievable move by the Padres, really financially all over the board, but to tie up, and it shows you like, this is the guy, this is the superstar.
Yeah.
And it's going to pave ways to bigger contracts for other stud young players that are going to come in. And we could talk about that. I also want to talk about something that's changing in baseball media. Lots of spring training notes, even in the first couple days, as pitchers and catchers are reporting. The notes are going wild. The final signings are happening. Plus, we have got some NFL to talk about. So a packed hour three and hour two coming up. So don't go anywhere in this league. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. And after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more? Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Patreon.com/ITL Army. That is where you can sign up and join Bogman and the Welsh. You can join us. You can have access to us. Direct DM access like nobody else has. Plus, we've got secret shows. We had a banger this week. We've got GroupMe rooms. Tons of different rooms from sports to non-sports where people are talking. They're getting groups together. We have so much fun. We've got all of our ranks, all of the baseball preparation. You guys are looking for that, and I know you are. You'll want to join up there. Plus, you can get in on mock drafts and so much more. I dare say, Bogman, it is the most robust sports Patreon experience you can get anywhere else. Lots of people have paid stuff now. Of course, we've had it for quite some time. Something broke news to me. I think it's like our fifth year that we've been on that. That's how long we have been with Patreon. But we will provide you the most, and I feel very confident about saying that. So come and check us out, patreon.com/ITL Army, and support your boys. We'd love to have you guys over there, right? We're not Fernando Tatis Jr. You know, we don't have anything
remotely
close.
Endless supply of money now. I mean, that's what he's got.
They did have an interesting thing with it. If you saw it, was like, he's actually, I think, only getting like a base salary this year of $1 million. And then it's
a broke ass.
And then it
only
goes to like
dollars. Jeez.
Well, then it goes to like four and then whatever. I think essentially the first 4 years of the contract equates to about 30 million of 30 or 40 million. And then the last 10 years has like the 300 million and there's signing bonuses in it and stuff like that. But they tied up. They really were thinking big because Tatis obviously is going to want the big bucks. It's tough when they're at this age sometimes, even though, you know, Acuna, the Braves got Acuna on that. Like, was it, how many years was it? I know it was like $100 million, but
it
was
wasn't
10?
14. I know that it was a decent amount, but this is just, you know, like you said, it's the third biggest contract in baseball history. What, A-Rod is one of them. What's the other one bigger than this one?
No, the two, well, maybe it was active that I read. It was Mookie and Trout.
Mookie and Trout. Okay.
Those are the two biggest right now because those are in the 300. Now, it might not be a per year. I mean, maybe it's still the A-Rod's is up there in the per year. But Mookie and Trout were both in the mid 300s, I think. And Tatis got 360. I actually think Tatis got like a couple bucks less than Trout, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
By the way, the Acuna one was 8 years, $100 million, and they did that a couple years ago, and that was big. So think of the perspective of what they did with Tatis Jr. I mean, 8 and 100 for Acuna, and it went 4. I didn't even know 14 was possible. You know, if I were baseball organizationally, I really would give consideration to maybe like not allowing this. Maybe I'm being a fuddy-duddy, but like $14 million. Or I'm sorry, 14 years to lock
up
that guy?
So what, you would put a cap on how long the contracts could go?
Yeah, well, what does football have? Football doesn't have 12-year deals. Don't they have like five?
No one's going to invest into an NFL player for 12 years.
I don't know. I think that's weird.
There's not a single NFL player that you think can last 12 years or 14 years.
It just seems so on every side of it. It like, I don't know, maybe baseball has to keep fighting for these guys to like stay in their home, you know, stay in their home team, and you don't want much turnover and stuff like that. But there is an excitement to free agency. But like 14 years, what if it didn't work out? I mean, you only give it because you think
it.
Well, you hope it doesn't.
I mean, being a Diamondbacks fan, you too. I mean, we definitely hope that this doesn't work. I hope he sucks this year. I hope it was like, no, he had a fluke couple, you know, year and a half there. So, you know, now he's going to be whatever. He's going to hit 250 and have a little power, a little speed, but he's not going to be an MVP candidate. You know, that's what we hope for. Now, the Padres are on the hook for this $300 million deal over 14 years, and a $340 million deal over 14 years, and he's just not that good. He's like a league average player. That's what we hope for, of course. But
it just seems odd. Like, I mean, I guess maybe it's best interest long term, stuff like that. But just, I don't know. I feel like 5 or 6 is always good, and then you come and reevaluate. But it's great for the players. He is branded as he's going to be one of the absolute faces of baseball as Trout, you know, kind of fades out. And Tatis, I mean, Tatis is going to be the face.
Did you see that he was 2 when Alex Rodriguez signed his deal?
That's crazy. Is that real?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He was 2 years old. That's insane. So that's kind of, you know, you're betting against inflation when you sign a guy to a 14-year contract. You know what I mean? You go, okay, well, in 4 years, when this guy is, you know, a complete free agent, no arbitration, no anything, you know, how much are we going to have to pay him then? Is it going to be $500 million over 10 years? You know what I mean?
No, so it's a good point.
Betting against the future, but I mean, it's a big gamble to take because that's a lot of money.
They couldn't afford, probably couldn't afford waiting, you know, what is it? 4 years, let's say 3 or 4 years, or Tatis would have Super Twos and stuff like that. You couldn't afford to wait 3 or 4 years and then get into big contract time because, you know, I think what you're alluding to, are we going to be in the 500 millions in 5 years? You know, is Tatis, would Tatis in 4 years want a $450 or $500 million deal over 10 years that takes him to age 37 or something like that? And I mean, this one is going to take him to a similar time, but they got a discount. It's a huge amount of money to see. And it was forward thinking for an organization. If we're being honest, the Padres, Boggs, you know, this, we're hamming it up a little bit as we do air in San Diego on the Mightier 1090. But this has been one of the top forward thinking teams, I think, over the last couple of years. Look at what Preller has done. Look at the trades they've made. Look at the development of their minor league system. It's all thanks. I mean, look, they have made insane moves over the last 2 years without depleting their minor league system. They've got stars coming up in their system. And they have made the Tatis trade is the icing on the cake of incredible moves that they've made. I think someone pointed out, they're like, this is the worst and most hurtful of all of the age things. I think they said James Shields will be 50 years old when Tatis' contract is up. And that one is just, that is hurtful and mean that people are bringing up James Shields again, because the White Sox have to relive that every single day.
Yeah, that sucks. That really, really sucks. But you know, that's why you make these types of moves. I mean, who knows? You know, that this trade could be reverberating in Major League Baseball for the next 50 years.
Oh, no,
because if Fernando Tatis Jr. gets traded eventually, and you would think, you know, look, San Diego isn't the biggest market. So if they start to, you know, bottom out in, you know, let's give them a long run. Let's say they start to bottom out in 6 or 7 years, you know.
Yeah.
That's still, you're just halfway through his contract.
But if it doesn't, let me put this to you, and this is, I know this is asinine for me to even bring up, but like, do you think the Shields Tatis trade could have like Babe Ruth, Red Sox, Yankees feel to it, you know, when all is said and done? I mean, you want to look at those trades where you're like, oh boy, you know, because didn't the Red Sox trade Ruth for like $30,000 and like a hot dog or something?
Yeah, it was because the Red Sox owner had paid for this, you know, Broadway play, and it was terrible. So he had sunk all this money into it, and I think he had borrowed money from the mob to set it off. So, or someone that was going to ruin him. I don't know if it was the mob. I don't remember the story wholly and completely, but they said, okay, well, we don't care about your play. We need our money back. So one asset he had to sell was Babe Ruth. So he sold him to the Yankees for the money to pay them back.
Why hasn't HBO done a short series on that?
I'm sure they have.
Have they?
Yeah. I mean, there's been books written about it. So definitely, there's definitely stuff about it. But I just remember from watching the movie, you know, the movie Babe. So
that's it. Never watch. I'm not interested in Babe Ruth that much. So
yeah. So
mediocre in these times. And stuff.
Yeah. You hate history. Yeah. That's really smart.
Specifically him, but, like, where everyone's just like, he would just be the greatest player in these times. It's like, no, he wouldn't. Cause like,
I don't think he'd be the greatest player in these times.
Couldn't eat hot dogs.
I think he was one of the best players ever. You know,
I think he'd be great friends with like John Lester, you know, like, so they could just eat wings during games and stuff like that. But I don't think he'd be the best. But just putting it out there that, you really think about it, I mean, if someone could maybe argue like the Red Sox getting rid of Betts, but that's a whole nother marker. It was Tatis was traded for nothing at a young age. And I mean, feel this across the board. It could be a trade we look back on that we're like, wow, cannot believe this happened. We got to go to break. When we come back, though, we can talk any more on Tatis, but I want to talk about another big move more in the sports baseball media landscape. So don't go anywhere in this league. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
YouTube.
Hey,
in this league.
Look at us. Look at us. Huh? Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Welcome back, friends. It is In This League, where you can find us anywhere on the podcast. Just make sure you search, except maybe on Google Podcasts, which does not play nice with us for no reason. I don't understand it. But you can search In This League. You can find the baseball, the basketball, the football. We've got Prospect One, which is my prospect podcast. We've got College Football with Bogman. CFF Winning Edge is also another one he's on. We just got lots of podcasts if you'd like to check us out. So search In This League or ITL wherever you listen to pods and make sure you subscribe to all of them. Maybe throw a little rate and review. And if you are going to miss any of this show, if you happen to be listening on the radio or Sports Grid and you're not listening on the podcast, make sure you're subscribed and you can get all 3 hours every single week. The amount of hours we provide of podcast content, it's just a lot. I don't even know what it is. Like, I can't even say our baseball podcast, like, that's an hour. We try to keep it like an hour 20. But draft season, they're all like almost 2 hours. All the mock drafts and just all the other stuff. It's crazy, but make sure to check it all out. We had a great week this past week on the baseball front where we had a live AMA we recorded, which I thought ended up being just a fantastic episode.
It was fun, yeah.
It was fun. And then we had our boy Joe Pizzapia on to do a points draft. And Joe, still part of Sports Grid, but formerly like every day, now with Fantasy Pros. And we got him literally on day two of the job, and we did a live mock draft. So make sure you check that out.
We did it on ESPN, and it was right after they opened up. So that was a bit screwy, you know.
That was the not fun part.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I'm pretty sure I hit random on the draft order, and it didn't randomize anything.
No, it
did
not.
I was one, you were two, and Joe was three. So that was interesting. We didn't murder each other, so that was nice, but that was weird. And then, you know, they haven't had enough drafts for an ADP yet when we were in there. So you can click ADP, but it just went by their ranking, and their ranking was a little strange specifically for a points league, which is their basic standard, right? And you also saw a article that it was from a guy from ESPN who had the rankings there, and they had for their points setup, which this is why I don't like points that much, is because there's not too much of a standardized points setup. You know what I mean? So like in ESPN, it's 5 points for a win, -5 points for a loss, and 5 for a save. But the equalizer to make sure that you're not going to just take all relief pitching, because you know, 5 points for a win, 5 points for a save. Well, a guy can get 40 saves in a year versus 20 wins. It's 3 points per inning pitched. So there's no real down the line chalk standard in points, which is why I don't really enjoy it that much.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest points guy in the world. Hey, I was teasing this. We'd actually got this during our live AMA that happened. And I want to talk about the secondary part that happened. You know, give it up to John Boy Media. You know, John Boy did all of the, I think, the Yankee videos, was heavy into the, I think he really took off with the whole, you know, the trash can Astros stuff, breaking down all the videos, and just a well-liked guy kind of in the YouTube and podcast space. It was announced on Tuesday, maybe, or we found out about it, that Ian Happ, we called Mr. Smiles, who always has such a smiley face, had invested or was part of a group of athletes. I don't know if he specifically invested this money or it was a part of a couple dudes that did it, but he had announced that he invested $1 million as a part of group athletes and celebrities funding John Boy Media, which was wild. And somebody asked us, like, what that was part of the reason behind it. Someone was like, hey, if there was an athlete that could fund you, who would you want? And I may have surprised Bogman quite a bit, because as we were trying to think, I don't remember, what was your answer? Did you have one?
Say it again. I'm sorry.
Well, my, like,
kind of crackled.
Oh, well, like of athletes, like an athlete that could invest in ITL. Well, I don't remember what your answer was. Right.
It had to be someone fun, but not crazy. Well,
I'm going to announce mine. Well, don't
be mad at yours.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole point. That's what I'm leading up to, though. But what was yours is what I'm asking.
I mean, I would like Bettis, you know, let's just my favorite players, you know, Bettis would be great. You know, that would be awesome. Just someone that isn't crazy. Like your answer. You know what? Really? Any person that's not the one that you picked,
so
I would be okay with.
I wasn't thinking, like, I guess all time. I was kind of thinking like current athletes, because that's part of the thing. Like Ian Happ is definitely kind of in that group of, like, he has a podcast and he's done a lot of videos. Surprisingly to, like, how I encountered him in the minor leagues and stuff, like, he wasn't exactly like Mr. Personality. And that was always a joke that I had kind of brought in. Like, he was just always frowning and never seemed super happy. But then that changed when he got into the bigs and he's done a bunch of stuff. He's kind of the new wave of guys that's, you know, that interacts with some of the media guys, specifically guys like John Boy. And, you know, like, if he were a pitcher, I could imagine him like tweeting at Pitching Ninja and stuff like that. But I was thinking of more current athletes, and I was like, we need somebody that wouldn't back down if we put our foot in our mouth, that wants to have fun with dumb stuff like we do. And the only name that I could truly think of, which almost was blasphemous, is I said Trevor Bauer, who we are openly critical of. But Bauer's got a media company. It's in Arizona. I actually like some of the video stuff he does. He saves it for there. I unfortunately, like, I don't want Bauer to be my boss, but if there was someone to invest, I think it would be him. And I know you were not happy about that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to dance around this so I don't lose another $100 here. But, you know, I mean, there are very few people that I would have Trevor Bauer over. It would be like Aroldis Chapman and Julio Urias. You know what I mean? Like, guys like that. Like, I would have Trevor Bauer over Aubrey Huff. You know what I mean? Like, there's not many players I would have Bauer over. There are a few, but I don't know, man. Like, he's just so obnoxious.
I agree. But that's why it would have to be like, here's some money, you're not my boss type of thing. And that's right. That's what this was. This was athlete. Now, but I think there's a larger story to this, is this what I'm bringing up. So you see Hap, whatever this group is, some athletes, some celebrities, you know, they all have some investment. They invest in John Boy Media. I don't know what the particulars are exactly. But then you find out, I thought this was kind of wild just in my eyes, they announced on Thursday, and you obviously didn't see this, that they brought on and hired Chris Rose, Boggs.
Did they really? Chris, that's great.
Chris Rose, who, you know, really was,
that's
sad.
That's a huge step for them. Yeah, I hate that he's gone from MLB Network, because I loved him and Millar together. I thought that was a great combo.
Who didn't? I mean, Chris Rose, I didn't even know how much I think I liked Chris Rose until it was like, wow, they're letting him go? I don't even know who they have over there now. And that was really wild. And you know, Chris Rose is one of those guys. Here's what I think is tough, is like, the guy's got to command some money, you know? So like, who is going to hire him? I really think anybody should have considered it. But John Boy Media, which is like, just it was, you know, like a podcast and YouTube thing.
Were just the guys translating the lip reading stuff. That was it.
He's gotten to the point where I think Trevor Plouffe is with them. Trevor May is with them. They get funding from baseball players.
Anyone named Trevor Hoffman,
I guess. And I'm guessing a lot of that funding helps them bring in. And Chris Rose is now part of John Boy Media, and he's doing a podcast. So I don't know his extent of, like, you know, is he going to be a partner, maybe, you know, I mean, how do you get Chris Rose over there? Maybe offer him some, you know, some stock or some investment or whatever this is. But it looks like it's in podcast form, and he's joining their podcast network, and it's called the Chris Rose Rotation. And it's going to be a rotating cast, as he says, of current MLB players as co-hosts and other MLB stars. And like, it shows featuring here Trevor May, Tyler Glasnow, Lucas Giolito, Archie Bradley, Miguel Rojas, and that's how it's going to go. So it's going to be Chris Rose and then some baseball player as the co-host doing whatever Chris Rose wants to do. I thought that was a huge step, and like, holy crap, John Boy Media is taking the next big step.
Yeah, I mean, I like this, and I like that there's something that's, you know, a little different than MLB Network. Not that MLB Network is doing a bunch of stuff wrong, right? But it is, you know, it's a little cookie cutter. You know, MLB Network, NFL Network, NBA TV, they're all kind of the same. You know, they work well with the leagues that they represent, of course, and you know, they're kind of like your standard cable news channel.
Hey, let me take you one step further. Let me add to what you're saying here and add that I think not even just those specific TV networks, but you want to talk about the baseball online realm. Who separates themselves differently? Like CBS and, you know, the ESPN, they're all kind of the same. And it's just like, oh, we can't do this. And they don't want to be too edgy. And the shows are all kind of like this, everything from fantasy to real, from MLB Network down to more than half of the even fantasy based companies. Everyone kind of does the same thing. It's kind of, yeah. John Boy Media is something different. Like, I relate with him because I think it's closer to how we are in it. Is they can go tangent, they can go goofy stuff. I mean, they started as like a Yankees thing, and they've gotten to this space where they don't have to play nice, and they've got a bunch of, you know, baseball players that'll come on, and it's kind of like what Bauer is doing in his own respect, but this is a much bigger scope. That I'm a fan of this move, and I'm a fan of a guy like Chris Rose also making this move, because I feel like that would be somebody that, I don't know, might be like,
does he
yeah,
add
thanks,
a
guys.
Track to it though? You know what I mean? Like, because he's worked for those companies for so long that aren't new and, you know, kind of, like you said, potentially edgy, does he help that or does he hurt it?
I think he helps them from a notoriety standpoint. He doesn't fit 100% in my eyes. Like, when I think of, like, you know, John Boy Media, and so, I don't think of him. I don't think of Chris Rose. It does seem like an older move, but I think he can play. He can play in there. He's got name equity, and he brings serious name equity that, you know, like, hey, Trevor Plouffe is there, and there's a couple lower baseball players and stuff. He gives it a much bigger equity in them, and I thought it was a fascinating move, and good to see him back in the ranks. Don't go anywhere. We got to go to break. When we come back, we've got more baseball. Spring training officially going on. Already crazy news and notes everywhere. Plus, we've got some football stuff coming around the corner, so don't go anywhere. In This League, we'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playmcd.com for full details and amoe.playmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus plans November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to take care of yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps. Ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month.
It's an entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Everybody is half win and half lose.
Okay.
The lose half is
Scott Bogman.
Right.
The winning half is
Chris Welsh.
Right.
In This League.
It's inside. It's where the fear lives.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Could you start over again?
Let's play ball.
In This League.
Let's see.
That's right. It is In This League. I'm Chris Welsh. That is Scott Bogman. You can find us on Twitter at IsItTheWelsh and at Bogman Sports. I almost forgot it. And of course, patreon.com/ITL Army. Hey, if you also want, PitchCon just is actually still happening this weekend. You probably go back and watch any of them. And they had a lot of cool Bogman took part in Thursday. I took part in Fridays, and they had a lot of cool giveaways as they were raising money for Feeding America. And Bogman, I don't know if you saw the $3,000 once they got to that marker. I had signed us up to give away a little ITL t-shirt. That is the giveaway item once they had hit 3,000. But if you didn't win it and people want to get one, go to ITL Teespring or go Teespring ITL store on Google. And it's just better than the stupid URL. And you can pick up the podcast logo, the actual logo. You can get all the other stuff, Prospects Assemble, Boggs Jr., and a whole bunch more. So get some ITL swag today if you weren't one of the lucky PitchCon winners. I can't believe, too, I got away with the amount of ruining I must have done. Like, I just don't think, I don't think I realized, comparative to last year, like, Nick and them had sent all the PitchCon stuff, I think, like a week before. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Wasn't it like a week or two before, and like the world knew about all the stuff? And I'm just out here the last week just about one thing I needed to keep secret that I didn't, and I just didn't think about it. But then also, like, a week before, I'm like, yeah, I'm on this panel, and I was just vomit out the mouth of all the information because they didn't say it until like Wednesday. And I was like, oh my God. But luckily, nobody listens to me or pays attention to me, Bogman, because no repercussions. Nothing.
Well, the same
came
bit
back.
Happened with Joe. I told you this last week.
Yeah.
Where, you know, right after we had gotten, like, the day that we got the, you know, the DM from Nick, and Nick does this where he sends out a DM to everyone saying, hey, look, I got the schedule going. Please sign up for something, you know, all that stuff. We'd love to have you involved. He sends that to all the people that are now involved in PitchCon. And it says in the DM, please don't talk about this on any shows. We are still organizing it. And Joe and I are doing one of the last Black Book pods. And Joe was just like, yeah, Bogman and I are going to be involved in PitchCon again in a couple weeks. That's going to be great. And I'm like, dude, it said in the email to not, or in the DM to not mention it. It's like, did it? I don't think it did. Come on. And they looked, he's like, yep, it did. So,
but ours didn't.
I mean, so I'm not surprised.
I think they just assumed, and because ours didn't or anything like that. But like, I just in my
the first
brain.
One we got did say, don't say anything.
And
about
I did.
PitchCon.
And I didn't. Because that was a long time
and
ago.
And that was also 2 weeks before you recorded your draft thing. So.
Yeah, we were. But see, that's the whole thing. It's still amazing that I didn't ruin everything and got away from a few of the stuff. But on that, you can go back and watch, I think, on their Twitch and Periscope. I don't know how long things are available. 4-day conference if you're listening on Saturday. I think it goes through Sunday. So it's all still available out there for you. But Bogman and I's portion already aired. So you can check that out, and shout out to Nick and shout out to the whole crew over at PitcherList for putting that together. It is so wonderful and just completely, it's just blown my mind of forgetting how exciting the beginning of spring training is, because it's different. It's way different than it's ever been, because for you and I, the experience of spring training is very personal, because like, we could go out. Last year, this time, the day camp opened, I was over at the Padres facility on the very first day, and it was great, and it was amazing, and going, like, Manny Machado hadn't shown up, Tatis was out there, you know, you're just seeing some of the guys, and you're Mackenzie Gore, and you're getting kind of involved in some of it. It's not the case, because unfortunately, it's not available to the public and most people, any of the practices and the games. Jesus, they opened up tickets, then they canceled, refunded Bogman and I, because something got screwed up and they moved a game and they're changing the schedule of who they play and all of that. And boom, all of that got screwed up. So like, I kind of have I've had a detachment from the beginning of spring training, because it's like, well, I don't even know if we're going to get to go to games. You can't go to any of the backfields. Half the players aren't even here or allowed to be. Players had to request access. Something we'll talk about, prospect Nolan Gorman had to request from the team to come early because he wanted to do a positional change, and then they approved of it. Like, that seems weird. What I'm getting to, Boggs, all of that created such a detachment from me that I was like, eh, it's not a big deal. All these guys are going to start back throwing and stuff like that. But then you get the barrage of news. You get all the news that you can handle. And already in the first couple days, our minds have been blown. How about one of the first big pieces? And I want to get your take on this. Juan Soto, as it was said in, I think with Davey Martinez, that's a manager, right? Did I completely make that up for a second?
Yeah.
he had said that the request they had in the offseason was for Soto to kind of work on his agility. And part of that was because Soto wants to steal more bases. And Boggs, I'm here for it. Everyone's here for it. To the tune, he's getting some number one overall hype. I know Vlad was out here. Vlad Sedler was pushing it. If you get more stolen bases on the floor of that bat, how high do you think you can go with Soto if he's in the double digit stolen bases? And are you buying this this moment?
Well, first of all, I already think that Juan Soto is worthy of the number one pick if you want. Like, if you really want, I mean, he had 6 stolen bases last year in 47 games, right? So you project that out, and that's 18 stolen bases. I mean, you shouldn't do that. You know, you shouldn't say, hey, look, you know, I'm just going to say, well, he played 47 games. If he plays 150 next year, you know, that's just multiply by 3, 18 to 20 stolen base, something like that. The Bat X has him for 11. ATC has him for 14. Depth charts has him for 14, that kind of stuff. So I already think that he is a high power guy that, you know, is going to hit for a high average as well. And his OBP is crazy. You know, last year it was 490. No one expects it to be that this year. But I think he was already in the discussion of the number one pick. If you add extra stolen bases onto this, so he's closer to 20 than he is to 10, then yeah, he's definitely in that mix for the number one overall pick. I don't really think I buy this, though. Like, I don't think that I buy that he is going to go up to, like, you know, I would think a lot more stolen bases would be 10 more. The most he's had in a season so far is 12 in 2019, which is the only real full season that he's even gotten a chance to play in. So I think he's going to be closer to 15 than he is to 25. You know,
but I think that's
a big
17, marker.
18, which is nice.
But it's not crazy high. That 15 trumps Trout as far as just the amount of stolen bases. And Soto has got that similar Trout floor that exists in there. Tatis and Acuna, both volatile, you know, as far as average could go. And Mookie Betts, I've made an argument all offseason that Mookie Betts might be the best bet, especially in a roto format, for the number one overall pick because of the amount of floor and ceiling that he provides. And he steals lots of bases. He has power. Maybe some of the questions are, you know, will the power continue to maintain? He's gone on some crazy streaks that have held, but is he going to be a monster power performer? And he still steals. But you put Soto in here. Soto, of all the players that I just mentioned, he might be the safest floor ceiling bet of all of them now. And I think it puts a question mark on Betts because Soto is going to be right there with average. Runs and RBIs are going to be there hitting in the middle of the order. Homers are going to be more than Betts. The question is going to be how many more stolen bases does Betts have over Soto? And if you push up to 15, I mean, let me look here. What is Betts as far as projections go? If we look over at the Bat X, which was the most accurate in 2020, the Bat X has 19 stolen bases. So, though the Bat X does have 39 homers projected, I want to point that out, which would be a career high by 7. So they're really going all in. I think ATC has 34, which also would be a career high. So he's being projected across the board for career high in homers, and the stolen bases just around the 20 mark is pretty fair. But I mean, I think it's going to be hard to see Soto go outside the top three, which, god dang, dude. How amazing is it to have the 5th pick in fantasy baseball this year?
I know, yeah.
How amazing is that? Just get one, get the leftover of Tatis or Acuna or Soto.
Yeah, it makes that group just so good. You know, just the group of bats before the first pitchers where, look, I understand if you want to invest in the pitchers this year because of the murkiness of the mid-tier and the bottom tier, right? And pitching is always more volatile, so that's just kind of the strategy in general, but people are this year specifically are taking those higher pitchers, Bieber, Cole DeGrom specifically, in the middle of the first round in a lot of drafts because they don't want to be messing with pitching in the middle because it is weird and strange this year because we're coming off a year of only 60 games and all that stuff. So I get it, but how do you pass up those bats? You just can't. Well, so that makes picking, you know, 5 or 6 this year really great.
Yeah, I mean, and honestly, like if I were doing a KDS, I think four is like the prime spot because, you know, maybe Trout doesn't fall into that for some people. But four gives you the ability to not be like, oh, okay, if Trout isn't in that tier, if you want one of Soto, Acuna, Betts, or who am I forgetting? Tatis Jr., four yeah. just then truly lets you come back. I don't think the pitchers are in that. Like maybe in points, they just don't belong in that territory. I'm all for going high-end pitchers if I get the seventh or eighth pick and going early on it. And frankly, there's a really interesting discussion that got brought back up. Scott Pienkowski from Yahoo was giving credit to one of our boys, Sammy Reed, for a Twitter thread he had put up a couple years ago, essentially saying and comparing that high-end starting pitching is the running back of fantasy. And the justification is it's like, yes, they're volatile. You know, the position can screw you. You can find really good guys late, blah, blah, blah. But having the high-end top guy, it's a league-winning situation. And like having, you know, two great running backs at the top, which is impossible to defend against, the same thing with pitching is kind of in that forefront. So having high pitching, there is a lot of value for it, but not at the expense of the top, especially four hitters. You want, I mean, Trout, I throw in there. That's a tier of five. Six is where I start to consider go high-end pitching. But even if you got, this is what's so nice, if you had the fourth pick, even if it's 12 or 15, there's still going to be decent pitchers coming back around. You got a shot at Giolito. You got a shot at, you probably not going to get Darvish, but you know, you might be able to get Nola, Clayton Kershaw. You can still get good pitching to go with an absolutely elite number one overall player. And Soto more and more he's made the biggest push, I think, of any hitter from like, you know, kind of being consistently four or five in drafts to, I really think you're going to start seeing him go number one because people are going to, you're going to jump into that hype. If you add any of those stolen bases, Soto is a freaking monster. He's not outside yeah. that tier of those top guys.
Yeah. And I think our guy, Ariel Cohen, has him at the top as well. There's a lot of people that are putting Juan Soto at number one, and I'm just not that surprised by it. You know, it's hard to pass up that extremely high potential that Acuna and Tatis and Betts have, but I mean, Soto, I think, probably has the best floor of all those guys. And I think his floor is higher than Trout's too, because Trout just isn't going to steal bases anymore. That part of his game is kind of done. And Soto is adding them right now. And he's like 13 years old. So, guy's amazing.
Yeah, they have him. Bat has Trout projected at 11. So, I mean, you're not that, I think. That's the exact same amount that Soto has with 44 homers. So let's not make it like Trout is nothing here. But Trout hasn't stolen 20 bases since 2018. He had had three straight years before that, but they are a little bit gone. Don't go anywhere. We actually got some more baseball carrying into hour two. So stick right here within this league.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, fellas, here's how it works. $15 for it.
In this league.
What's this?
In this league.
If you have to ask, big man, you can't afford it. $4.
Welcome back, friends. It is In This League. It's Bogman. It's Welsh. This other piece, we're kind of going to go over the next couple segments, some more spring training news. One of the bigger pieces and has fantasy ramifications, especially, I think, for the next 2 weeks of drafts, because as you kind of get away from it, people become okay. But JT Realmuto, fractured thumb. There is your first big injury thing that pops up. A lot of people, by the way, were talking about like, oh, man, you know, be on the lookout. We're going to learn stuff about players like the Sean Murphy situation. Sean Murphy collapsed his lung by breathing. That's what we found out.
I mean, it's such either he has the worst sleep apnea that anyone's ever had or it's just such a lie. You know what I mean? Like, he was doing something. He was riding on an ATV and fell off, and that's in his contract or something weird. You know, there's just no way he did it by breathing.
I mean,
I just don't buy it even a little bit.
I get it, but they said he went to bed fine. He woke up and they were like, it could have happened from like massive breathing. It is one of the wilder, most ridiculous things we've ever heard. But like, everyone expected, all right, that's going to start coming up. We're going to get the news and notes of, you know, we didn't hear it, but once they're in camp, oh, why is this guy not here? Oh, it's this. Or this guy's actually suffering from this. We found out Frankie Montas has COVID, so he's not back in camp yet.
Steven Vogt has COVID as well, Steve, for the D-backs.
Steven COVID and a minor leaguer, Luis Freehouse.
You called him Steven COVID.
Steven COVID, yeah, Steven COVID. Steven Covote. But this is the big, big one. It's the guy that gets hurt in the first couple days of this type of workout. And there it is, JT Realmuto, fractured thumb, going to miss a month. Now, I know people could be like, all right, this isn't a big deal. It's a big deal because he's going to miss probably most of spring training. That's not great. Now, will he be back for the regular season? Yes, that looks to be so. He'll be back for the start of the year, but you're going to miss all this time. You're going to have very little games. And because of that, I think there's a legit possibility he could start the season on an IR situation, you know, where he misses a little bit of time. But also, I've never been interested, but a lot of people are taking him crazy high. I see in industry drafts, we got to get a break here in a second, but Boggs, people have been taking him in like the third round and fourth round. And this is
so
going
high.
And there's nobody close at the position. And this is going to make people move off, and there might be some discounts. We can talk a little bit more about that and tons more around spring training, like another COVID case of a major, major pitcher. Don't go anywhere. We got more on the other side of this break.